Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jeff, we're certainly continuing to follow along with the ongoing situation in Los Angeles with the protests that now, as of Thursday, reached its seventh day. When looking at, from a law enforcement perspective with these protests, how does law enforcement walk the line of public safety while also ensuring the rights of the protesters with their right to protest?
I mean, everyone has a right to protest and to gather peacefully and, you know, express their opinions and their feelings and frustrations. Where these protests cross the line is when, number one, there's acts of violence, whether it's with opposition protesters, the general public, or law enforcement officers, or you start to see property damage where people are throwing bricks through windows, setting cars on fire, things of that nature. I think if there's lessons learned from the protests and the riots of 2020, it's that there's not a great appetite to allow these things to spiral out of control. So, you know, from a law enforcement standpoint, you have to respect the rights of people to gather. But from a protester standpoint, you also have to respect the rule of law, that you can't go and start committing crimes in the name of protest.
You mentioned it there with the 2020 protests during the pandemic. I mean, when does it become sort of that time when law enforcement takes action to suppress any sort of escalated actions when it does cross the line?
Well, again, I think that it's a case-by-case basis, but the minute that that protest or certain individuals within the protest start throwing objects, start attempting to assault people, and or start, you know, directing their actions towards businesses and creating damage, property damage, things of that nature, you know, that's when law enforcement is forced to have to step in and take decisive action to end those activities. You know, these protests, it, through the years, have cost hundreds of millions of dollars in damage. People have been severely injured. They've been killed. We've seen law enforcement officers severely injured. And, you know, you just can't allow these things to spiral out of control. So, you know, unfortunately, the police don't really get to control how these things go. They hope for, you know, cooperation from event organizers. They hope that these events truly are going to be peaceful, but they do have to be prepared for, if these things do turn, how to quickly respond to them and end that activity.
And when it comes to enforcing a curfew, I know in Los Angeles they do have a curfew right now. Take us through, I guess, what goes into the enforcement of the curfew and how that kind of gets policed when it is enforced.
Well, I mean, they are difficult things in nature, right? Because you have to somehow ensure that people are even aware of it. You know, if somebody's going to work, if they've got a legitimate purpose to be out past the curfew, you have to respect that. But generally, you know, the curfews are so that police can give a lawful order to disperse. And if people don't, They can put an end to it by taking them into custody and charging them with violating the curfew. You know, they're not ideal. Obviously, no he or she can come and go from their house. But when you have these mass demonstrations that are going on for prolonged periods of time, and you have to be able to ensure that you have enough resources to adequately deal with them, curfews do become useful tools in helping to control the amount of activity happening in a community beyond a certain point in time, so that law enforcement and, you know, government officials can plan resources accordingly.
And who is it that is enforcing these curfews? Is it the police, the head of the police department? Is it the mayor, the city government, federal government? How does that kind of work?
Well, it kind of depends on the municipality, but generally the mayor or supervisor is the one that has the authority to put a curfew in place. And then once that's in place, it's up to the local law enforcement agency to enforce it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.